Time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, in football, Sam Kerr's impressive run of recent successes has come to a halt in the National Women's Soccer League in the United States.
Through the last couple of weeks, there seemed to be nothing that she couldn't do, Geraldine. She's been nominated for the Ballon d'Or. She was the leading goal scorer in the NWSL, and she was also the Players Association's Player of the Year. And then over the weekend, she was named the competition's most valuable player by the officials themselves. But none of that frightened the North Carolina Courage one bit when it came to the competition's grand final yesterday. The Courage beat Kerr's team from Chicago. That's the Red Stars. Ouch, 4-0. And that meant they successfully defended the title they'd won the year before. For Kerr and her team, it was quite an achievement just to get to the grand final after finishing just inside the finals, well behind the Courage. Now, here in the men's game, a hamstring injury will mean the Socceroos striker Jamie McLaren, who's been scoring goals at will in the A-League, he won't be playing for Melbourne City for the next 4 to 5 weeks. And that hiatus includes the Socceroos' next game against Jordan on November the 15th. And that'll be disappointing for him, as well as his Australian coach, Graham Arnold, because there's a bit of a three-way, four-way even tussle going on for the striker spot in the Australian side. And McLaren has been, well, his form in the A-League and also his form for Australia had put him probably just a little bit in front. But there he is. He's out for the next 4 to 5 weeks,
generally. And in the AFLW, Warwick, a compromise has ensured the competition will go ahead next year.
Geraldine, the players, they've made this decision that they're not going to be just grateful for having a competition anymore, that they want to be considered as a genuine part of the AFL industry. Now, they were holding out for a longer season, and I guess they've got that in part. They're going to have an 8-game season next year, and that will be extended as time goes by. And there's also going to be 3 weeks of finals, plus extra prize money. The AFL, which, of course, is famous for its fetish for pre-arranged outcomes, came an absolute cropper on this one. The players, infuriating both head office and their union, the Players Association, they rejected the original deal. They needed 75% of people to agree to it, and 30% said no, and all hell broke loose, I can tell you, in Melbourne. Look, not surprisingly then, the AFL likes to rule over everybody, and when someone rises up against them, hell does break loose.
Spontaneity, my gosh.
Look, not surprisingly then, more and better consultation with the players by all parties, that includes their own union, will also be part of the new arrangement. And in the AFL, some sad news. St Kilda's prize draft pick, Paddy McCartan, he's going to take all of next year off to try and overcome serious concussion issues that threaten his career, well, his overall career, Geraldine. He was one of the high picks for St Kilda coming out of Geelong Grammar with much promise and a great career likely ahead of him. But it seems very seriously in doubt at the moment. Concussion, as we know now, has become a very important part of the whole approach to all sports, not just Australian rules football.
And concussion incurred through football?
Through football, oh. Yes. And, you know, just about every time he went on the field, every time he copped a whack, as they say, he was looked dazed and confused. And it's the medical staff of and St Kilda have quite sensibly, I think, come to an arrangement with him that he takes a whole season off to see if he can overcome it. And if he can't, I guess that's the end of his football career and he has to look elsewhere.
Don't muck around with that, no.
No.
In basketball, Warwick, Cairns upset Melbourne United in the NBL last night.
Well, Geraldine, Melbourne United made the grand final last season, losing to Perth. But this season, they're struggling to even be in contention for the finals. Last night, they were beaten 90-85, and that was despite taking a 13-point lead early in the match. They're second from the bottom of the NBL ladder now, only ahead of the Illawarra Hawks, who are struggling to beat time with a stick at the moment. This win means the Taipans, well, they're now beaten both of last year's grand finalists in successive weeks, and they seem to be finding their form at the right time in the NBL. Geraldine.
Well, look, thank you very much. And Warwick, we have a texter asking, and I'll just put you on notice about this. Could you please ask Warwick Hadfield, what's the state of play with this season of the National Hockey Competition? So there you are. You can work on that for later.
One of my favourite sports.
Thanks indeed, Warwick Hadfield. Well, time for more sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Geraldine.
And we're responding to our text earlier. Never say we don't respond.
No, never.
No. In hockey, no news from the National Hockey League, but some great news for the Hockey Roos.
Geraldine, I'd have a small wager with you. That request came from that well-known Radio National Breakfast listener and much, much more, of course, Richard Charlesworth. But the good news is that the Hockeyroos are off to the Olympics for the 11th time in a row. That's after beating Russia 5-0 in a qualifying match. And Richard and Charlesworth, of course, coached the Hockeyroos to Olympic gold medals. And in retirement, he's bemused, and I might say even a little annoyed, at all the coverage given to the AFLW after it belatedly discovered that women could play that game, when for years hockey has championed its women's version and has produced some of Australia's greatest female
athletes. Fair enough, I'd say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then look, going back all the way, you go back to Connie Charlesworth, no relation to Richard. She came from Tasmania and led Australia for many years in the 1920s and 30s. You go right through to Sharon Bucky Buchanan and Alison Annan, and look, the modern hockey Roos, they have their
She's
stars too.
She's a cousin of mine, can I tell you, Sharon Buchanan.
Well, there you go. There you West go. Australian?
Yes.
There you go. The modern hockey Roos, they've decided in their wisdom to take the scenic route to Tokyo. They stumbled at an early attempt to qualify. But from now on, the players can return to the final round of the National League this weekend. Happy they're going to the 2020 Olympics, Geraldine.
Thank you, Dean Charlesworth. Now, in cricket, back to the orthodox, Mitchell Starc will miss tomorrow's T20 game against Sri Lanka to go to a wedding.
Geraldine, in our family, if people got married in cricket season and invited you to the wedding, we just took the view they didn't really want us to be there. But apparently, things are a little bit different in the Starc family, with Mitch taking the game off to attend his brother Brandon's wedding. And Brandon, of course, is an elite athlete himself, a Commonwealth Games gold medalist in the high jump. But obviously, it's not high jump season tomorrow. Billy Stanlake will probably get the gig as Mitchell Stark's replacement. It's largely an academic thing, really, because this Sri Lankan side looks like it would struggle against most grade cricket 11. So against Billy Stanlake, he's an up-and-coming young fast bowler. I think they'll struggle again tomorrow.
Yeah, that is really quite an interesting little development, that he would miss the game. Thank you indeed, Warwick.
Good on you, Geraldine.